This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, music new and old from modern indie rock figurehead Snail Mail, another excellent single from the upcoming Brown Horse record, and a look at Canadian post-punk group Cola. welcome to episode 227 of A Sonic Youth. This week we have another set of exciting new indie tracks as the season of pre-release singles from upcoming albums begins. One of those exciting upcoming records is Snail Mail's first album release since 2021's Valentine. Snail Mail, headed by Lindsay Jordan, rose to fame when the 2016 EP Habit and the 2018 LP Lush were released when Jordan was still in her teens. Those are two incredible records, merging Pavement-esque indie with softer female-voiced indie pop. Opening the show was my favourite song from the iconic Lush, named Pristine. Here's another great track from that same record. This one's really beautiful, a heavy ballad to begin with, written about a failed relationship. Then there's this key change towards the end, and the song picks up in tempo, perhaps illustrating the newfound freedom of being out of the relationship. Here's Speaking Terms. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Snail Mail with Speaking Terms. The live performance of that track, well, the whole set frankly, at the 2019 Pitchfork Music Festival is one I highly recommend seeking out if you're a Snail Mail fan. And I certainly am a Snail Mail fan, especially of the Habit EP. However, her more recent stuff, like 2021's Valentine, is good, but I really don't think it's quite the same. There was more production and more instrumentation, taking away from the magic of her lyrics, guitar riffing, and voice. The two tracks we've heard from her much anticipated upcoming third album Ricochet are a step back in the right direction, at least to my ears. I played the first single, Dead End, on episode 223. The latest one, My Maker, is a cool piece of dreamy indie, at its best when viewed with its awesome one-take hot air balloon music video. The latest snail mail single, My Maker, Ricochet, the new album, drops on the 27th of March. Next up, another banger from the UK's greatest Americana band, Brown Horse. Like I've said plenty of times before here, Brown Horse's 2025 record, All the Right Weaknesses, was my record of 2025. They've already turned around to release their next one, named Total Dive and due out on the 10th of April. The first single, Twisters, was more true to their twangy Slackicana sound. The second single, however, brings in shoegaze influences, something I really dig. Here's the new track, Sorrow Reigns.
And so
That was Brown Horse with their powerful new single, Sorrow Reigns. Our final two tracks this week come from Cola. Cola formed in 2020 in Montreal, featuring Tim Darcy and Ben Stidworthy from the band Ought, and Evan Cartwright, who was in the band US Girls. Their 2023 record Deep in View was full of arty post-punk, and reminded me a lot of the group of UK punk musicians headed by the likes of Fontaines DC and Idols. Cola is a band I've been aware of for a while, but they've not released anything that quite piqued my interest enough for me to play them on this show. That changed last week though, with the release of their awesome new song, Head Sitting. It's the first single from their next album, Cost of Living Adjustment. This is such a good song, exactly what this kind of post-punk should sound like.
Judgment though, still left wanting. I get
the spirit vision from where I'm sitting. And what I saw in the other dark days. Oh, it's so real. This was an end.
That was the excellent new single Hedge Sitting from Cola. Here's a short taste of another Cola track to see us off this week. This track is the closer from their 2024 record, The Gloss. It's almost jazzy in its sound, and I kind of dig it. So here's Cola with Bitter Melon. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.